Speaker, Senate President Jones, ladies and gentlemen of the General Assembly, before I begin, I'd like to ask each and every one of you to join me in a moment of silent prayer on the passing of Rosa Parks, a great civil rights leader, because of her heroism. Because of her heroism and refusal to accept the way things are, one person did indeed make a big, big difference. And so, please join me in a moment of silent prayer. Thank you very much. Speaker Madigan, Senate President Jones, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak to a joint session of the General Assembly. I know this is rare and unusual to do this during a veto session, but I asked for this time because I wanted to talk to all of you about something that I can't imagine anything more important than what I'm going to talk about today and what we're trying to get done for the children of our state. First of all, let me firmly assert that we all love our children, and there is nothing more important than keeping them healthy and happy and safe. And so I ask for this time because we have an opportunity now to do something that has never been done before in Illinois and something that no state anywhere in America is currently doing, and that is providing health care to every single child in the state of Illinois. Over the last 2.5 years, we've had an opportunity to work together on a variety of different issues. When I took office 2.5 years ago, we walked into a budget deficit of more than $5.5 billion. In the second year, $2.3 billion, and in the third year, more than $1 billion. Notwithstanding record budget deficits of nearly $9 billion, together, we've been able to dig ourselves out of the worst fiscal crisis in our state's history and keep our promise to the people of this state. We did it without raising taxes. We did it without raising taxes, and we did it without sacrificing our values. We put more money in our schools than any other state in the Midwest. We provided more money for public safety, and crime rates are down now to lower levels than any time in the last generation. And we put more money to give 3- and 4-year-olds a chance to go to preschool. Because of your hard work, 25,000 kids who couldn't go to preschool can now go to preschool today. And in the area of health care, at a time when 40 other states across the country are balancing their budgets on the backs of families and children who need health care, thanks to so many of you here, we in Illinois have done it differently. Today, more kids have health care in Illinois than had it before we had a chance to have a say in this process. When I first took office, there was more than 400,000 kids in our state who didn't have access to health insurance. Thanks to your hard work and the efforts we put together, 170,000 more kids have health care today than had it before. Thanks to your hard work, we've been able to provide health care, make it more affordable and more available to a lot more people. We've helped our senior citizens by having a law called the Leave No Senior Behind law, which covers our senior citizens in the areas where the new federal Medicare bill would not. We now have a program in our state, the iSave Prescription Drug Program, that gives to every single senior citizen in Illinois a chance to get the same medicines they get now, made by the exact same companies. Only through our program they can get it for discounts of 25 to 50% off. We've vastly expanded access to women's health care. We provided more money in the family care program so more than 160,000 men and women who work but didn't have health care now have health care today. And again, because of your hard work, 170,000 more kids have health care today because we invested more in the kid care program and we enrolled more kids in the kid care program. In spite of these historic deficits, we've advanced in the area of health care And in spite of the challenges we've faced, we have advanced and given more kids the opportunities that every kid and every child in Illinois ought to have. Yet in spite of our best efforts, there are still more than 250,000 children in Illinois who don't have access to health care. There are still 250,000 children whose parents can't afford to take them to the doctor for regular checkups, whose parents can't afford to take them to the dentist to keep a cavity from requiring a root canal, whose parents can't afford to take their daughter to the eye doctor because she might need glasses so she can do better in school. 250,000 kids whose parents can't afford the high cost of medicine, and God forbid, if their child needs to go to the hospital, can't afford the high cost of a hospital stay. In fact, the number one cause of personal bankruptcies in America are working families who do what they have to do when their children are very sick. They take them to the hospital anyway, but they can't pay those bills, and then those families who deal with an unbelievable challenge, a sick child, find themselves where they are financially ruined. I asked to speak to you today because we have a unique opportunity right now, right here in Illinois. I asked to speak to you today because I would like all of you in this chamber, Democrats and Republicans, to join me to give every single child in Illinois the same kind of health care that we have for our kids. We have the chance to do here in Illinois something no other state has done and what our leaders in Washington won't do. We can provide health care to all the kids in Illinois. Throughout our history, some of the greatest advances in social progress have begun in the states. In the middle of the 19th century, at a time when only the kids of the wealthy and only the kids from families who had means could go to school, Horace Mann led a movement in Massachusetts that gave every child a chance to get a public education. In the mid-19th century, Horace Mann led the way, and Massachusetts did something that the federal government and our country ultimately adopted. In the early 20th century, in states like Pennsylvania and Ohio, at a time when a 10-year-old child would work in a coal mine, those states passed laws that abolished child labor. And at the end of the last century, as recently as the mid-1980s, in a state just north of us in Wisconsin, welfare reform was examined and explored, a laboratory of change in Wisconsin that ultimately led to President Clinton signing at the federal level welfare reform legislation in 1996. And now here at the dawn of the 21st century, right here, right now in Illinois, we have an opportunity to lead the nation. If we seize this moment, we can do for the kids in Illinois something our country did for senior citizens back in 1965. 40 years ago, our country made a decision that every senior citizen should have access to affordable health care. 1965, we made a decision as a country to guarantee access to all of our elderly so they can go to the doctor if they need to. 40 years after Medicare, 99% of senior citizens have access to health care. But 40 years after Medicare, more than 8 million kids in our country don't. And 250,000 of those kids live right here in Illinois. Now, who are these kids? First of all, let me tell you who they're not. They're not our children. Fortunately for us, our kids have health care. The governor and the men and women of the General Assembly, the men and women in the Congress, the president, all of us, fortunately, those of us who make the rules, are fortunate and blessed to be able to afford health care for our kids. These kids are not, by and large, the children of the wealthy. The wealthy and those with means can afford health care for their kids, with some exceptions in cases of pre-existing conditions and other issues where private insurance won't cover an illness. And they're not the kids of the poor, because fortunately and thankfully, we have programs in place that provide health care to the poor. No, the kids I'm talking about are kids that come from primarily working class and middle class families. Families that in America do what you're supposed to do. They work for a living. There are tens of thousands of families all across Illinois who every single day do what you're supposed to do. They get up every morning. They go to work. They work hard. They pay their taxes. They play by the rules, but through no fault of their own. They make either too much money to be eligible for public assistance, but not nearly enough money to afford health care premiums of $200, $300, $400, $500 a month. The children of working families are the children that are falling through the cracks. It's not supposed to be that way in America. In America, if you work hard, you're supposed to get ahead. You're not supposed to fall behind. It is not what the American dream is supposed to be. They are families, like families that I've had a chance to meet, like the Sanchez family that lives on the 5900 block South Colmar near Midway Airport. Bianca Sanchez is a single mom with a daughter, Soledad, age 7. It's the two of them against the world. They live in a basement apartment in a little bungalow, a modest little space, but it's their space in their little corner of the world. And every single day, Bianca, being the loving mother that she is, gets up every single morning, drives her daughter to school, and then she goes to work. And then she takes her lunch, not at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock like most people do, but schedules her lunch at her job at a health clinic at 3 o'clock so she can go to school, pick up her daughter, and then take her back to daycare when she then goes back to work to fill out her shift. Bianca Sanchez, when she was first hired in the health care clinic she now works at, was being paid $6.25 an hour. And when she was paid that wage, she could afford to pay for health care for her daughter Soledad through the kid care program. But then Bianca did something that you're really supposed to do. She did a good job on the job. She worked hard. Her employer and boss noticed it. They gave her a promotion, gave her more responsibilities, and they did what you're supposed to do, paid her more money. So much so that now she's being paid $36,000 a year. But one thing happened to her. She literally worked herself out of health care for her daughter. Something is upside down. If you do what you're supposed to do, you work hard, and you've made it worse for your child, not better. That's not what America is supposed to be. Take the Baldwin family that I met recently in Moline. A young couple just starting out with a 17-month-old son, Zachary. The two of them both work. Mom and dad both work. Dad works the daytime shift at the Blackhawk Freight Company in the Quad Cities. He works 52 hours a week, works hard, works overtime. Mom works at night as a supervisor at the Burger King. Together, mom and dad are working 82 hours a week. Their combined income is about $38,000 a year. Too much money for the kid care program, but not nearly enough to afford health care premiums of $378 a month, which is what the Blackhawk Freight Company would offer to the Baldwin, to Mr. Baldwin, or the $1,000 deductible that they'd be required to pay anytime little Zachary had to go to the doctor. And then there's the Evans family, a family of 6 from the south side of Chicago. Mom and dad and 4 kids. Dad works, making $53,000 a year. Mom is raising the 4 kids. In order to get health insurance for the 4 kids, it would cost the Baldwin family more than $1,300 a month. On $53,000 a year, the Evans family simply can't afford to give their kids the health care coverage that we are blessed and fortunate enough to provide for our kids. The Baldwin family, the Evans family, and Bianca and Soledad Sanchez are being penalized for working. This is not what our country is supposed to be about. And don't think these problems are isolated or only confined to only some parts of Illinois, because there are stories like this in every part of our state. Right here in Sangamon County, in the seat of our state government, nearly 9% of the kids in Sangamon County don't have health insurance. In Pulaski County, in the southern tip of our state, 15% of the kids, 15% of the kids in Pulaski County can't afford to get health insurance. Their parents can't afford to provide them health insurance. In Cook County, 12% of the kids don't have health insurance. And even in DuPage County, one of the 25 wealthiest counties in America, fully 7% of the children in DuPage County don't have health insurance. If we ignore this problem, what does it say about us? If we look the other way and we fail to act, what does it say about us? A recent editorial from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch sums it up. They wrote that children who get regular checkups are healthier than children who don't. Children with chronic illnesses like asthma or diabetes aren't as sick as often if they can visit their doctor regularly. Children who get to see the doctor when they need one don't suffer as much as children who can't. And finally, keeping children healthy shouldn't be a partisan issue. So I say to you, this is a matter of common sense and simple human decency. Working together, we can do something in Illinois to help those children. Why should any child have to suffer if we have it in our power to do something to prevent it? How can we say to the Baldwin family, the Evans family, to Bianca and Soledad, and tens of thousands of families like them all across our state, that we can't help? How can we do nothing when, for a relatively small investment, we can do the right thing? That's why I propose the All Kids program. It's an affordable program. It's not free. It's a comprehensive program, which means that the families that participate in this health care program will be able to take their child to the doctor for regular checkups, visit the dentist for regular checkups, see the eye doctor for regular checkups, help them pay for the high cost of medicine to keep their kids healthy or get them healthy, and of course, in those situations, God forbid, they have to be able to afford the cost of their child being in a hospital. Now, the question many have asked, and rightfully so, is how do we pay for this? First of all, as I said, this program is not free. Families that participate in this program are required to pay premiums based upon their income and the number of kids in their families. It's a sliding scale based upon families' ability to pay and their affordability. So, for example, a family of four that earns between $40,000 and $60,000 a year would be required to pay monthly insurance premiums of $40 per child. In a family of four with two kids, it would cost $80 a month, and then it's capped after two kids. So you can have three, four, or five kids. It would cost no more than $80 a month. Those families would be required to pay co-payments of $10 for every visit. For families earning between $60,000 and $80,000 a year, families participating in this program would be required to pay insurance premiums of $70 a month. Two kids would cost $140 a month, but no more than that if there are more than two kids. And the co-payments for those families would be $15 a month. Now, 70% of the kids in Illinois who don't have insurance are kids who come from families that earn between $40,000 and $80,000 a year. $40,000 and $80,000 a year. We have a chance to help those families. In addition to the contributions the families that participate would pay into this program, we would also save money by adopting what 29 other states across the country have done, an element of managed care in our Medicaid program. By having what is known as a primary care case manager, a doctor, not an insurance agent or an insurance adjuster or a claims adjuster, but a doctor, having that doctor serve as a gatekeeper and providing continuity of care for the men and women and children currently in the Medicaid program, we can save more than $50 million. And by having another component called disease management, which very simply is, if a child has asthma, make sure that child gets an inhaler before that child needs to be hospitalized for asthma. Or if an adult or grown-up is a diabetic and needs insulin, make sure that diabetic, that grown-up, gets the insulin before he or she needs to deal with it, stay at the hospital because of a diabetic seizure. By implementing a primary care case manager and disease management. And coupling with that, the money that the families that participate would pay into the program, this is how we pay for our All Kids Insurance Program. We would save $57 million next year and $100 million in 5 years. In short, we have found a way. We have found a way to insure all the kids in Illinois without raising taxes and without any additional spending. Plus, it's good for the economy. The healthcare industry in Illinois is the second fastest growing industry in our state. According to a recent study by Families USA, nearly $88 million in business activity is attributed to investments made in healthcare. In addition to that, under our All Kids program, if we make these investments, wages will increase by $30 million in the first year of the program. And providing health care to all kids without insurance also helps all of us. Because the reality is, when a child is sick and doesn't have health care, and that child needs to go to the hospital, ultimately that hospital bill is passed on to the consumers, passed on to the rest of us who pay in the form of higher insurance premiums. That same study by Families USA indicates that all of us with insurance pay for the uninsured to the tune of $1,059 more every year than the premiums that we pay in order to insure our kids and our families. I believe this issue is as simple as the golden rule, something so many of us here in this chamber learned when we went back to Sunday school, that you ought to do unto others as you would have others do unto you. We have an opportunity together to live the golden rule, to give to all the kids in Illinois what we're fortunate enough to have for our kids. There are a lot of reasons to do this. Common sense, financial sense, we know it will work. But there's one overriding reason. You see it every time you look at your son or your daughter. We need to do this because this is the right thing to do for the kids. That's why we're here. It's why we all ran for office. We're here to help people build better lives. This is a historic chance to do that, and we have a historic opportunity to help children. Healthcare is not a privilege. It's a right. It's a right as fundamental as civil rights. It's a right as fundamental as giving every child a chance to get a public education. Our founding fathers built our country on the promise that all of us have an inalienable right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. This is our chance to give all of our kids the opportunity to follow that vision and to pursue that dream, and to live a life as full and as healthy as we would expect our children to lead. I hope you pass this bill. Thank you very much.